Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 13. Ministry of a prophet. It was he who gave some. You know what they said about some? Some. Not everybody. Some. To be apostles. Some. To be prophets. Some to be evangelists. Some to be pastors. And some to be teachers. To prepare God's people. Ooh, isn't that good? To get them ready. That's what it's saying. To prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of God. Build up. Build it. Build it. It's time to build ourselves. You know, it's time to see a structure. Get our lives together and stop seeing stuff fall apart. I'm tired of seeing broken lives. How about you? Broken hearts, broken lives, broken marriages, broken families, broken business, broken cars, wrecked churches, broken everything. How many are tired of seeing broken stuff? Well, God's putting the broken pieces back together again. He's tired of seeing stuff getting torn up. I'm tired of seeing stuff torn up. How many are tired of seeing stuff torn up? Well, listen. Build yourself up in the most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Say, build myself by praying in the Holy Ghost. But build the church and build the collective body of Christ by the ministry of the fivefold ministry. Isn't that neat? Build it. Say, I'm going to be building. How many want to be wise master builders? How many ready to want to go to God with some fruit? Come on. You want to come out of this thing winning in the end. Not just, I'm so glad I made it. Hallelujah. Didn't bring nobody else with me, but I'm here. Here I am. It's just me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Aren't you happy? No, we don't want to go in like that. We want to go in having fulfilled our destiny, having accomplished our call, having doing everything, letting the word that God's put in our heart. How many got the word in your heart? Produce something. I want my word, the seed of the word that's on the inside of me, to grow and have God come back and see fruit in my life by what? Having built something. Say, I'm going to build. Confess that. Amen. Say, I'm a builder. Say it again. I'm a builder. Say, I'm a builder, devil. I'm a builder. He's a destroyer, but you're a builder. Say, I'm a builder. I'm a repairer of the breach. I'm a builder. Confess that in Jesus' name. That is the spirit, and that's the anointing that's on your life. You are a builder. You can produce something. You can increase. You can win. You can accomplish. You can have something done. Say it. I'm a builder. Say, I can build myself. How? You can build yourself up in the most holy faith by what? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Say, I'm working on the building. Shaka baka toko chika mahanda hite de hovra. Why are you sitting here on a Friday night? Not just because you need a touch from the Holy Ghost, but you're building. You can build yourself when you're all by yourself, reading the word and praying in the Holy Ghost. But you can also build the kingdom of God by acknowledging, sitting under, and getting in sync with what? Fivefold ministry. Do you see it in Scripture? Do you see it in Scripture? Say, what I'm doing right now, say, I'm building. So that the body of Christ may be built up. Wow. Anything the Holy Ghost gives you is going to build something. It's not going to tear anything down. It's going to build you up. That's how you know it's the Holy Ghost. Is it helping you or is it tearing you apart? Is it ripping your life up? Causing you to become dysfunctional? Or is it causing you to be able to walk and to stand? It'll build you up. For many years, the ministry of the prophet has been ignored or misunderstood. Many have thought that ministry of the prophet was limited to the Old Testament period. In Ephesians chapter 4, Paul states that this second of the ministry gift is necessary to prepare God's people for works of service and to bring us to maturity. Jesus said that anyone who receives a prophet, Jesus said that anyone who received a prophet as a prophet would receive a prophet's reward. Write this down. Say, there is a prophet's reward. Wow! There is a prophet's reward. Say, I got that one. You wouldn't go for get rewards unless you knew they were out there. How many gonna run away? How many gonna run a race for nothing? Amen. How many gonna run a race to get a medal, right? To get a reward. Learn how many rewards are in the Bible. Learn about rewards. There's nothing wrong. Do you work for free? I mean, you have to grow. They tell you to grow up. Why do you go to work? So you can get paid. Learn about your rewards. One of the rewards that I know I'm going to get is a prophet's reward. Look throughout the Bible and find people that got around prophetic people and what happened to them. Abraham was a prophet. God told him something. He spoke it, wasn't he? Joseph was a prophet. He prophesied. Jesus was a prophet. Elijah was a prophet. Took that widow, had nothing, ate up all her food, took it all. Took everything she had, but didn't she end up with more than what she left off? There is. I don't want you people to be broke. And I'm not depending upon the economy. Amen. I'm not dependent upon this nation. I'm not dependent upon anybody to do anything. I'm not depending upon my job. And my job is not my source. I'm trusting in the word of God. God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Yes. See, I'm on the reward system. And I'm going to get my prophet's reward. Matthew chapter 10, verse 41. Anyone who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Did it say anyone that receives a prophet because they like a prophet?
No.
Did it say receive a prophet because you like what he's saying? Did it say receive a prophet because he goes to your church? What does it say? Because he is a prophet, period, point blank. Does anybody say they're a prophet? No. There are prophet liars out there. But you're going to learn. Why are we studying this? Because we have to study it, because there are a lot of people out there that are just Looney Tunes. There are a whole lot of people calling themselves a prophet. They are profiteers. They're out for profit, but they're not for your benefit. Be silly, you'll lose your shirt. They're wolves. Anybody that comes to you, you know, most of the time, there's some people can let you know. Some. But 99% of them that run up in your face and say, I'm a prophet, they're a wolf. But they don't have to tell you. They don't have to tell you a thing. The Spirit of the Holy Ghost will bear witness. Just go out for coffee with them. If they're lying all the time and nothing they say comes to pass, they're not a prophet. Amen. Just, you know, when they tell you that stuff, well, I'm a prophet, you say, oh, bless your heart. Hallelujah. One time this woman, I was at a prayer meeting with my mother. I was at a prayer meeting with my mama. And this woman got up there and prophesied. And she was really into it. And my mom was going, ooh, yes, hallelujah. Ooh, yes. Ooh. And I was going, now I know this is off. And I went up to my mom. I said, we were going out to the car. I said, did you receive that? She goes, oh, no, that was just this woman. A prophet is one who speaks for God. Not what they want to say, not what their attitude is, not what their opinion is. Not what they like and what they don't like. They don't speak according to what they're feeling or whatever's floating their boat. They speak for God. I mean, if God's not saying anything at the moment, they shut up. A prophet is just not a big mouth, an opinion person that memorizes a bunch of scripture and likes attention. That's not a prophet. That's a Looney Tune. I think churches would be a whole lot better off if they put wooden platforms out in the lobby so everybody can get their little thing out before they get in there. You do your little tap dance, that way you don't got to put your show on in church. Anybody ever been there, you know, thinking it's the Holy Ghost? It's not the Holy Ghost, just attention. You better know the difference. You better know the difference. They're coming. They have been. A prophet has been given the distinctive ministry of presenting God before men. Now, Jesus is not a liar, is he? God is not a liar. So when you represent God and you say something that God's supposed to say and God didn't say, what are you doing? You're making God out to be a liar. God's not going to let you lie for him forever. That's why people need to watch what they say. When you prophesy things in another spirit of God, you just off the top of your head, you know, that was really nice. You better be really careful. You better be really careful. Don't make God out to be a liar. God said this and God said that. You know, those lying prophets, woo-hoo-hoo. All right? And anyone who receives a righteous man, because he is righteous, will receive a righteous man's reward. One, a prophet is one who speaks for God. A prophet has been given a distinct ministry of representing God before people. This revelation, while in total harmony with Scripture, he's in total harmony with Scripture. Always. Always. If it doesn't line up with the Word of God, God didn't say it. He didn't say it at all. If it didn't come out of love, amen, he didn't say it. If it's called, you know, if you heard one teaching and the teaching was all together and this prophetic word is all out of sync with the teaching, all out of sync where God's leading you, it's not the Holy Ghost. It's not God. This is what a prophet will do. One, write these things down. This is what the prophetic ministry will do in your life. And I think it's really good. And you can tell those that anointing in different ways, whether they sing a song, whether any way they minister, you just get around them. In any way they minister, you hang around that prophetic ministry. I necessarily don't like it when people tell people what to do. I just think that's crazy. You know, I just don't like that controlling spirit. You got to be really careful. Prophets aren't sent to control people's lives. You're not sent to control people's lives. They don't tell people what to do. You get up under a prophetic anointing, you can hear the Holy Ghost, and you'll find out what you're going to do just from the spirit of prophecy. You'll find out what way you should take and what direction you should go in. One, they will give direction, confirm guidance and vision, give insight into the Word of God. That's three. Isn't that neat? They will confirm guidance and vision. Like tonight when Jesse said the Holy Ghost was saying something to him, and right after the Holy Ghost had spoken to his heart, a word went to him that just basically said the same thing. That's confirming the guidance that the Holy Ghost has given him in his heart, and vision, confirmation. All of us hear God in different ways. All of us hear God in different ways and to different levels. One, they tell facts about people's lives. That's four. Three is give insight into the Word of God. They give insight into the Word of God. Tell facts about people's lives. Five, they rebuke. And that's usually the Holy Ghost. Anybody been around a prophet when they rebuked? Huh? Anybody been around a rebuke? Ooh, they're not too friendly. Sometimes you get in the anointing of the Holy Ghost to rebuke people and you don't even know you're rebuking. I remember one time I went out to a restaurant with a person. This poor little boy was so sweet. He was just so sweet. And I don't even know why or what it was. All of a sudden, I came up off of that table. I didn't come up off the table, but I just looked at the brother in the face and said, "You are a Pharisee." And I just started telling this boy off. I mean, like I was nuts. Sweetest little guy. And I invited the guy out to lunch because I thought he was a nice person. And, you know, I just wanted to take care of, oh, what a nice guy. He's just an awesome guy. Somebody said, but the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Had gone around to several churches, tearing up churches. He was the sweetest guy at that table. And you would have never thought we would have embraced him in the ministry and just hugged on the guy and loved on the guy. And he was setting up to put on a big show here at the church. See? And he had done it in three other churches before he got to us. Three other churches. Standing up in the middle of the church and prophesying stuff that wasn't God. He would stand up in the middle of the service and say, "I prophesy this and prophesy that," to several churches around the community. See? But the Holy Ghost, he'll read your mail. I mean, the Holy Ghost, he will rebuke. And it's not a rebuke like you just see somebody that does something wrong. You know, and you go up to them and you tell them, it's got to be the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And many of the times you don't even know who you're rebuking. So just because somebody's a prophet or they think they have a prophetic ministry, they need to stay out of people's face. You know, God didn't call you to go around telling people off. You got to be careful what you do. And even when you tell somebody off, you're telling somebody off for their own good. You're telling somebody off for their own good. Because, you know, there's some that brother could have done that in the wrong church. You know, you do certain things in the wrong church, and the anointing of the Holy Ghost is there, you'll drop dead. You won't even make it out of the parking lot. So the Lord will do things to help you. No matter what they do, it is always out of love and for the good of that individual. They will warn people, stop this or you're going to get in trouble. Stop this or you're going to run into trouble. You're going to run into some, oh, careful. So whatever they do, it's always motivated in love, and it's always for the good of the individual they're ministering to. Now, if somebody's consumed with the devil and going through all that kind of crazy stuff, God's not going to waste a prophet on them. That's crazy. He said all he's got to say. He's already turned them over to the devil. People that are so consumed in sin, and then somebody said, well, I've been to churches where the prophet called the people up there and tell them everything they were doing. I don't believe in that. What good is it going to do God to sit up there and embarrass somebody? Be for real. I mean, that could be a familiar spirit. That could be a familiar spirit. I won't get into that. I don't even think that's God. And don't let anybody do that to you. Don't let anybody go tell you what you're doing in your life and blame that on the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost told me that you did this. Holy Ghost, that sounds like the devil. The devil goes before God accusing people. You know, the devil goes before, that's none of my business. You know, I'm here to preach the word of God and all those other things. You work it through. If the anointing of the Holy Ghost is there, let the Holy Ghost himself tell you on the inside. He didn't call us to be each other's Holy Ghost. He'll bring conviction, and he'll do it in certain ways. He's not going to embarrass you and hurt you, because there are a lot of people that are wounded and damaged today because of the way certain people act in church and blamed it on the Holy Ghost. Now, I did see the Holy Ghost moving. We had Brother Belcher was a very powerful prophetic man of God, and Brother Belcher is at Christ for the Nation, and he stood in a prophetic level that's just bizarre, and it was God. And Brother Belcher would be there, and we had 1,000 students, and we knew Brother Belcher heard the Holy Ghost. Brother Belcher said, I had a dream, and I saw in the Holy Ghost that these people are in sin, and I know you're in sin, and if you don't come down here right now, I'm going to call out your student ID number. Well, the ID number was not the name. Can I tell you what? He got what he wanted. They came down. He was prophetic enough, he'd be sleeping in his bed. He was the dean of the student. He was the dean of the student body. He'd be sleeping in his bed. He'd be sleeping in his bed. And some students would be in places they didn't have any business being. Like, you couldn't go to clubs and be dancing. And students would be dancing in the club. 3 o'clock in the morning, they'd be dancing and, you know, going all crazy. The Holy Ghost would wake Brother Belcher up in the middle of the night and say, you got 4 students down at this club. And he wouldn't even know where the club is. And Brother Belcher would get up out of the bed, and he'd go down to the club, and he'd walk into the club and catch him. Bam. You. Come on. There would be other places. We had apartments on the campus. We had apartments on the campus, the college campus. Brother Belcher would be sleeping in his bed. Holy Ghost would wake him up and say, you need to go to this apartment right now. And he wouldn't even know whose apartment is there. There's 1,000 students on the campus. You don't know who's on the campus. And he'd go knock on the door. Some single woman's apartment. Knock on the door in the middle of the night, 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, somebody say, Holy Ghost knocking on the door. They'd open the door. He'd go right into the house, go right back to the bedroom and said, God told me you were here. Yes. 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 We had some students. They were very strict at Christ for the Nation. We had some students that got caught. They had gone down to Padre Island on a spring break. This is a good school. I like schools like that. It's a good school when the Holy Ghost is doing stuff. And students had gone down there and partied down. They thought they had gotten away with it. They thought they had gotten away with partying down on spring break. They came back to spring break. Holy Ghost remembered. Amen. And one brother got convicted in the meeting, you know. They would have been all right if he didn't get so convicted. You know, he got convicted, and you knew when you did something wrong. Don't do anything wrong with nobody else at Christ for the Nation, because somebody's going to get convicted by the Holy Ghost, you know. And sometimes the Holy Ghost ain't going to be the one telling on everybody. And you could tell what would be going down. I kept my stuff together, amen. I did not mess up. But you could tell what was happening. All of a sudden, you see the Holy Ghost moving, and all of a sudden, you see somebody going down to the front. One brother going down to the front. And everybody that had been partying with him on spring break would be shaking. Oh, no, oh, no. You get down there, you see that brother. I saw that one chapel service. He was down there, and all of a sudden I seen him went lying there. And they knew it was all over. They had a clause at Christ for the Nation. If you caught somebody doing something and you didn't turn them in, you suffered the consequences as if you had done it yourself. So the guys, they think, I knew a couple of the guys, they'd gotten in trouble. There was a Russian guy. Amen. There was a Russian guy. And a guy from Canada. All the Americans were expelled immediately. No grace for the Americans. But the foreign students, Brother Belcher got a hold of those people in that office. I don't know what he said. But those brothers were tough brothers. They came back on our floor. And that brother was so shook up. The Holy Ghost, he had nightmares for a week. I was the guy's RA, and he came into my room one day, and he said, I had a dream last night. I said, what? He said, Brother Belcher was walking through the walls. he said, the glasses. He said, Brother Belcher was walking through the halls, walking through the walls. Well, anyhow, so they do rebuke, and they judge. They just judge. They correct, and they warn. They don't control. They warn. You notice the difference? They don't control. They warn. You can do whatever you want to do. They are prophets, not witches and warlocks. They cannot control your life. They can just tell you, I wouldn't do that if I were you. And it's the same thing with the book of Romans. It's the same thing. Don't do this or this is going to happen. They warn. Okay? They reveal future events. A prophet will minister under a great level of the prophetic anointing and with greater detail and accuracy than simply one who is operating in the spiritual gift of prophecy. The prophetic word from one who is a prophet will often contain revelation that goes beyond edification, exhortation, and comfort than can come as any believer prophesies. The gift of prophecy is there to edify you, and to exhort you, and to comfort you. Write those three things down. Whenever someone stands up and says, I have in Nations Church, when someone stands up and says, I have a prophecy of a prophetic word, that word should do that. It should edify you, exhort you, and comfort you only. Okay? Don't let them whisper in your ear anything bizarre. Okay? They're not there to do anything else, tell you what to do or anything like that. But the office of the prophet will go beyond exhortation, edification, and comfort. It will go on to a different level. There's some prophets there that we got some prophets in town. I know a couple of them. Wild guys. Amen. Good guys. All right. I believe that's a good start. How about you? Nobody's going to put you in a car without teaching you how to drive it. It's the same thing with the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Give you all this power and all this anointing, all this other stuff, and expect you just to roll with it. I mean, you got to have some type of lessons to learn about all the buttons on your car. David had a computer for 6 months. Barely knew how to turn the thing on. So you got to have someone to tell you how to run the stuff you got. So it's important to learn. Somebody and learn. Read the directions. How many of you going to give a toaster to a kid for Christmas? Well, it's the same thing. God's not going to give you stuff without giving you instruction how to handle it. Many people have gotten into prophetic stuff and into the prophetic ministries and just blown themselves up. Gone. Because they didn't read the direction and they weren't prepared to handle it. And you're not going to be those kind of people. Amen. You're going to be strong enough to discern. Jesus, we bless your holy
name. Bless you, Jesus. You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in The Woodlands, Texas.